Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking dietary guidelines with Michael Kelsey in just a moment. Express Ranches invites you to join them for their annual Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 24th, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head of cattle, including 166 Angus bulls, registered Angus pairs, Angus show heifers, registered Angus yearling heifers, registered Angus fall bred heifers, and more. Give them a call. 1-800-664-3977 for details, or go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, their annual Grass Time Sale, April 24th.
When you think hay season, think deer season, because you can get great deals on John Deere hay tools, including cash discounts or 0% financing for 48 months. Choose a 459 baler and get an additional $1,500 off, or a 630 MoCo and get an extra $1,000 off. Make this your season to save. Come in today. Offer ends April 30th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Ask your John Deere dealer about the new Livestock Loyalty Program.
The dietary guidelines for Americans have been around since 1980 and on a periodic basis have been revised to reflect current thinking on what a diet should contain for Americans to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Well, the 2015 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee issued a report back on February 19th. They made that available to the public, and although they mentioned lean meats in a footnote, overall, the report excluded lean meats from a healthful dietary pattern. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, says totally unacceptable what they came up with, and now there's an opportunity for the public to comment.
Yeah, the comment period for the dietary guidelines ends May 8th, and this is the old food guide pyramid. I know a lot of us are familiar with that food guide pyramid, if you will. 1980 is when the federal government started issuing recommendations for what Americans should consume in order to have a healthy diet or a healthy lifestyle. There's been a lot of gyrations to that over the years because of science indicating so forth. The science, we believe, is very clear that red meat is a very solid part of a healthy diet. Unfortunately, the advisory group for this year's recommendations threw that science out and took opinion and really politics and recommended that there should be no red meat or processed meats, for that matter, in your diet whatsoever. All your protein should come from plant-based products. Again, this goes directly against popular science. And what I mean by popular is well-produced, well-researched, peer-reviewed science. What we're calling on Department of Agriculture and HHS, who has the Health and Human Services, who has the ultimate authority to issue these, is to reject the committee's proposal and go back to the science. And that's what we need folks to do. There's a comment period, so we're encouraging our members, you know, write into those and put in comments. You don't need to write an epistle or a long process, just a few comments that say, hey, I know what the science says. The science says red meat, beef, pork, that's a good part, chicken even. You never hear a cattleman say that, but in this case, it's true. Science says meat is a good part of a healthy diet, and so that's what we need to say. I'm positive we're going to be successful on this, but we need to be vigilant. We have to establish that case, and we need comments going in so we can move forward in a positive manner.
Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Probably the easiest way for you to get a little more background on the advisory committee's report and how the industry is basically responding to that advisory committee report is to go to beefusa.org. They've got that background, and they've also got some easy links for you to basically engage with the Health and Human Service Department and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Make your comments. Deadline for those comments, the 8th of May. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, April 24th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 40,000 head to be offered, including 10,500 yearling steers, 5,500 yearling heifers, 8,600 weaned calves, 12,500 calves on cows. For information about the auction, call them 800-422-2117 or go to www.SuperiorLivestock.com. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.